USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. The Hill reported that the outage also affected the website of the upcoming 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News. Energize
Health. Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The White House says there's been no change in the guidance for masks during the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There has been no decision to change our mask guidelines. Any decisions about public health would be driven by the CDC.
The Justice Department has set up a gun trafficking task force in five cities, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. The ATF's Deputy Director of Field Operations, Megan Bennett.
Go after the sources of those guns, the corridors that they travel in, and the networks that feed those guns to the places where they are doing the most violent crime.
Eight people on a party bus were wounded in a drive-by shooting Wednesday night in Chicago. Earlier, another drive-by left two men dead. Also, there were two mass shootings just minutes apart. 10 people were shot, including a 14-year-old boy who was killed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the committee to investigate the January 6th attack at the Capitol will go forward, despite the GOP promises to boycott the investigation. USA's Lance Pry reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th.
The other two made statements and took actions that just made it ridiculous to put them on such a committee seeking the truth.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this.
Wyoming's Liz Cheney, the only Republican now on the panel, applauded Pelosi's decision.
Tokyo's government reported nearly 2,000 new cases of COVID-19, 91 of which are connected with the Olympics, just as they start the opening ceremonies. Of those connected to the Olympics, 9 were residents at the Olympic Village, 4 were athletes, and 4 others were personnel. The news comes as officials report that the hospital occupancy in Tokyo has reached its most severe level. The city was also placed on stage 4 alert because of its daily new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and the rate of positive tests for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.